People with life-shortening conditions will soon get to access their KiwiSaver earlier. The government's announced that from next month, people with Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, Huntington's disease and fetal alcohol spectrum disorder can access their funds before turning 65. The change potentially benefits thousands of people and comes after one man and his mum took their fight for justice all the way to Parliament. Ruth Hill reports.
Auckland supermarket worker Tim Fairhall joined KiwiSaver on the advice of his mother Joan. She says it seemed to be an absolute no-brainer.
So I said, yeah, go for it. And didn't consider, as perhaps I should have known, that he would not be able to get it out on his retirement. And I knew that his retirement would have to be a lot heavier than 65.
That's because Tim, who's 41, has Down syndrome, which has a life expectancy of about 60. The Fairhalls felt it wasn't fair he might not live long enough to enjoy his savings. So in 2019, they convinced Parliament to give early access to KiwiSaver for people like him with life-shortening conditions. Today, the government announced changes to make that even easier, with a list of four congenital conditions which will guarantee early withdrawal. Speaking at the official announcement at IHC's Wellington headquarters this morning, Tim Fairhall shared his plans for his KiwiSaver savings.
I want to use my savings to see my brother Scott from Italy and see my friend Thomas in Canada. I'm very excited. My friends and family are really important to me.
He says he's grateful the government listened, showing his appreciation by sharing his colouring book with the Minister of Commerce and Consumer Affairs, David Clark.
It is a big journey for me, and I enjoyed it.
What was that work like for you? Was it really hard?
No, a little bit, but I've got my mum on my side. She's my best friend.
Joan Fairhall is delighted her son will get to enjoy his hard-earned savings, along with thousands of other people who are missing out on their own money.
People with a disability too have dreams and things that they're going to want in their retirement. They're also going to want a retirement. So they're certainly entitled to it, and I'm very glad that we've been able to help.
David Clark, who was visibly moved, paid tribute to Tim and Joan Fairhall for their advocacy.
Here we've had somebody who's reached out, written a letter, and a law change has come about that is going to make the system fairer for New Zealanders. This is the kind of thing that is really touching as a minister when you get to play a small part in a journey of making the world a fairer and better place.
David Clark says the list of four conditions, Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, Huntington's disease and fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, was developed in consultation with health and disability experts from IHC, Massey University and the New Zealand Medical Association. They're likely to account for most applications, but others born with life-shortening congenital conditions can also apply with the support of their doctors. The head of the Medical Association, Leslie Clark, says the implications for equity go far beyond just KiwiSaver.
Every health policy, every health service that has an age requirement on it, this needs to be examined to see whether that is appropriate for those groups who may be in a different situation because of ethnicity or other reasons and need access to those services earlier.
David Clark says widening early access to KiwiSaver for other reasons, like ethnicity, isn't on the table at the moment. But he says the new regime will be reviewed in 18 months and then periodically after that. For Checkpoint, Ruth Hill.